The opposition of the Jewish religious leaders to Jesus increased daily on seeing his popularity and success with the common people. The scribes, Pharisees, and doctors of the law had long dominated the religious and social life in Israel, and they could not tolerate this new and powerful authority which undermined their position and influence over the Jews. So they wondered how they could get rid of him. With this in view, they constantly kept watch on what he did and taught, in the hope of finding a means of accusing him. But Jesus was in high favor with the people, who applauded his miracles and enjoyed his teaching, so the religious elite in the country dared not attack him openly. On one occasion, Jesus went through the cornfields with his disciples on the Sabbath. The disciples were hungry, so they picked some ears of corn as they walked along and rubbed them in their hands to eat the grain. Some Pharisees were watching, and at once they said, "Why do you do what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" According to their narrow interpretation of the law, what the disciples were doing was nothing more nor less than the work of harvesting, and so they were transgressing the Sabbath day of rest. At that time, the scribes and Pharisees had added to the Mosaic law a code of prescriptions so detailed in their application that their religion had become a mere outward form of legalism, devoid of any faith or spiritual reality. Jesus answered their question by referring to an event in the life of King David, when out of necessity, David and his companions had eaten consecrated bread, which only the priests were allowed to eat, according to the law. "Or haven't you read in the law," he said, "that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple desecrate the day and yet are innocent? I tell you that one greater than the temple is here." Then he added, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Shortly after, Jesus gave the Pharisees another lesson on the true meaning of the Sabbath. The law instituted by God for the good of mankind had been so deformed by the Jewish religious teachers as to become, in certain cases, harmful to man. One Sabbath day, Jesus went to the synagogue, as was his custom, and a man with a withered hand was there. Some Pharisees were among the crowd who had gone to see and hear Jesus. They knew that the man with the crippled hand was there, and they hoped to see Jesus work another miracle of healing that day, in order to accuse him of breaking the law. Jesus knew what they were thinking, so he told the man with the withered hand to stand up in front of everyone. Then he said to the Pharisees, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" The Pharisees did not reply. Jesus looked at them in anger, deeply distressed at the hardness of their hearts, and said, "If any of you has a sheep, and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? Therefore it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." The man did so, and his hand was completely restored, just as sound as the other. In a rage, the Pharisees went out and plotted to kill Jesus. Aware of this, the Lord withdrew from that place and went to the lake, where a large crowd followed him. Some of them had come from as far away as Tyre and Sidon in Phoenicia, from Idumea in the south, from Jerusalem and Judea, and from the regions across the Jordan. They came to Jesus to hear his teaching or to be healed. Because of the crowd, Jesus told his disciples to have a small boat ready so that the people would not crush him, as those with diseases were pushing forward to touch him, because power came from him and healed them all. Next episode, the choosing of the 12 apostles and the Sermon on the Mount.